Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 43.
Welcome to Table Talk. We're going to be starting a new series, beginning with this one and lasting, 4 to 6 different episodes, about courage. Need courage? Oh, my goodness. It's kind of funny to me. I don't know about you, but funny to me that when people of like-mindedness get together and they solve the world's problems, yes, we're going to do this, and yes, that's wrong. And if I was the president or the mayor or the superintendent, or if I was the boss or if I was the owner, this is what I would do. And then the meeting is abandoned. It is stopped for whatever reason. And then that thing that was so courageous with a committee of people doesn't get done. Why? Well, backbone, strength, intelligence, all of the details. You know, some people are so quick to move on half of a story. I was in a meeting with an extremely wise man, head of a very large ministry that was in campuses, college campuses, universities around the whole nation and around the world. And he made a statement, then somebody else came in about 15, 20 minutes later and gave him more information, and he made this summation very quickly. And by the way, he came from a business background, an insurance background. But he said, you know what? More information, better decisions. And a lot of people, they make decisions with faulty information or not enough information. And so, are we in need of that thing called courage? Yes, maybe we do have all the facts, and maybe we do know everything there is to know. But when it comes time to make the decision, to make it happen, we lack that thing called courage. And so in the book of Psalm 27 and verse 14, the Bible says, wait on the Lord. So who do you wait on? Do you wait on people? Well, you can wait on people if you want to, but that might not be the answer at all. But you can wait on the Lord. Now, then are you saying to the Lord, Lord, the timing's not right? No. Waiting on the Lord means prayer, meditation, and listening to his voice. Prayer, meditation, and listening to his voice. Because in that moment when you pray, meditate, listen to his voice, you'll get that assurance, that word, that this is the right thing and this is the right moment to do it. Because a lot of people, they rush in where angels fear to trod, just because they said, I got to do it, somebody's got to do it now. Well, is now the best time? And a lot of times the answer is no. So how do you know when it is the best time? More information brings better quality decisions. And besides that, praying, meditating on the Word of God, and then hearing his voice in your spirit telling you exactly what to do, where to go, and who to speak to. I mean, it's amazing what God would like to do with you and through you if you just let him. I'm going to finish that verse. The word says, be of good courage. Yay. There it is. Be of good courage. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he will then strengthen your heart. Now, I'm going to take this word right here, talking about strengthening your heart, talking about strengthening your spirit. Now, maybe that heart muscle of yours might need some strength. You might need healing of body. But talking about the courage of your spirit on the inside. Have good courage, and he will strengthen your spirit. But along with spirit, he will strengthen your resolve to get the wrong thing corrected to be a right thing. Then it goes on and says this. I want you to then, yes, I'm saying to you, wait on the Lord. and read that whole verse once again. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He's going to strengthen your heart. Yes, I say, wait on the Lord. Who said that? David. King David. The shepherd boy David. The David that killed Goliath. The David that, when he was a shepherd boy, grabbed a bear by his chinny chin chin and boom, took him out. Another time there is the marauding of lions, and the lions were going to take care of his sheep for him. Once again, grabbed the lion by the hair of his chinny chin chin and boom, took the lion out. And so when the king said, what are your credentials? What have you done, little boy, besides take care of sheep? And then told him a story, said, oh, okay, sounds like you're qualified. You're qualified. Go ahead and take out Goliath. And so he said, now this is what you need to do it. Man's way. The world's way. The way of Rome, let's call it. And so here's my helmet. Huge, heavy thing. Probably couldn't hardly even move his head around. Here's my breastplate. Here's my strength. Here's my shield. Here's my sword. And, oh, I bet that little kid, he looked like quite a sight. It's almost the way kids, you know, little kids come in with daddy's hat and daddy's coat and daddy's shoe. And says, you're not ready for that. You got to grow up before that stuff fits. David knew that stuff didn't fit him. He knew on the inside, this is not right. I don't need this helmet. I don't need this breastplate. I don't need this sword, and I don't need this shield. What I do need is God. And with God, all things are possible. And he took courage, knowing that God was with him. Now, why? Was it just a battle, just to show who could one-up each other? No. It was a lot more than that. It was a battle in the realm of the Spirit. You know, the Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 6 that all battles are not just fleshly battles. They're spiritual battles before they become fleshly battles. And so that giant Goliath was defaming and defrauding and cursing Jehovah God, the God that he served, the God of Israel. And so he just wasn't, you know, calling all the armies of Israel a bunch of wimps. No, it was deeper and wider and more intense than that. He was saying to them that our gods that we serve is greater than your Jehovah God. And you send any kind of champion out here and I will defeat him. And when a boy showed up, that boy with God, that boy with courage, that boy knowing that God was with him, that boy that knew who God was and what he was able to do because he helped me with the bear and the lion. What are you, Goliath? You're nothing. I can handle you. And as the story goes, as you know, he did. So, Psalm 27, verse 14. Wait on the Lord. Prayer. Meditate. Receive the answer. Be of good courage. He's going to strengthen your heart. Yes, he will. It says, wait, I say then, on the Lord. Thanks for being with me on Table Talk.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.